how we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madini Channel, keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This program is back once again, subhanallah, the daily life of a Muslim. Through the fadl and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, since we are back, dear viewers, and we always commence with reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood. Why? The niyat and the intention behind this is to increase our enthusiasm. So here we present a beautiful narration to the viewers of Madini Channel. Before we go any further, sit back, relax, and watch this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month of Ramadan al-Kareem. For subhanallah, in today's program, we are going to cover the aspect of intentions. Niyat, who needs no introduction, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Aap hi ka farmane ali shan hai, ki ek martaba yu hua, hum safar pe the. During this journey, dear viewers, he says, Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. As we were in the midst of the ocean, we met with a heavy storm due to which the waves were high and the ship began to swivel from right to left and we assumed as if we were going to drown. People were running all over the boat, all over the ship. Some were screaming for their lives. Some were asking Allah for help, so on and so forth. He says, at that time, my eyes closed. I slept for a moment in which I had the vision of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my dream taught me this beautiful durood-e-paak known as durood-e-tunajjina. Subhanallah. I by-hearted the durood in my dream. The beloved Nabi says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to me, O Musa, you and your companions recite this durood and salat 1,000 times due to which, insha'Allah azza wa jal, you will be out of the danger zone. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, he says, as I awoken and I sat with my companions, we had only completed 300 durood-e-paak and the ship had reached to its safety. Subhanallah. Without anyone being harmed, without any person losing his life. Subhanallah. When everyone on the ship assumed no soul will survive this tragedy, subhanallah, through the blessings of durood-e-paak, everyone's life was spared and saved. Kya baat hai Madine ki? Let's form the habit, dear viewers, because there are numerous blessings of durood-e-paak. Huzoor aisa karam, mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Huzoor aisa karam, mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Mera wazifa, durood o salam ho jaye. Let's get together, dear viewers, and recite durood o salam collectively and loudly in the Bargah Risalat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد سب سے اولا اعلی ہمارا نبی سب سے بالا والا ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیار ہمارا نبی اپنے مولا کا پیار ہمارا نبی دونوں عالم کا دولہ ہمارا نبی اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آلہ صحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد کیا خبر کتنے تارے کھلے چھپ گئے پر نہ ڈوبے نہ ڈوبا ہمارا نبی خلق سے اولیاء اولیاء سے رسل اور رسولوں سے اعلیٰ ہمارا نبی کون دیتا دینے کو مو چاہیے کون دیتا دینے کو مو چاہیے کون دیتا دینے کو مو چاہیے دینے والا ہے سچا ہمارا نبی اللہم صل علی سیدنا و مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد
الله 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 Keep reciting Durood-e Pak, inshallah, Azzawajal. And now very quickly, we shall move towards our discussion. It is very essential for making any intention whatsoever. If one's attention, if one's mind is not present at any action, then a person does not form an intention in the heart. It's very difficult. He who is not used to making good intentions will not have to make a habit with some effort to make some good intentions. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, and you shall see the benefits of this as you go along in your life because of making good intentions before any permissible action. Subhanallah. Why? Because the more intentions you make, the greater the thawab and the reward would be for you. Have you not heard the hadith before every live program and every recording on your Madani Channel? Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. The intention of a believer is greater than his actions. Subhanallah, our pious predecessors who have taken this act very seriously in Islam, who would never forget to make intentions, they have said, for example, Hujjatul Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Muhammad Ghazali Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali has stated, enjoying the favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not a sin, though they will be questioning about it on the Day of Judgment. And he who is questioned in the accountability will most definitely be ruined. Allah's accountability is very, very, very tough to your viewers. Allahu Akbar. Tough that the one using mubah things in the world will not be punished on the Day of Judgment. But his favors in the hereafter will be reduced in equal measures. Allahu Akbar. How great the loss would be for a person, the one who does not make good intentions, causing the eternal favors of the hereafter to be reduced because of enjoying those favors in this world, in this dunya. So, aisa na ho ki hum wahan pahunche, Allah ke karam se hum sab chahte ki hum jannat mein jaye through the blessings of the Master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. On the other hand, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, we are in a situation for we do not have the habit, for we have never been trained to make intentions before any permissible act. Now, this is where we are in problem, dear viewers, and this is why we have a serious problem. And there are many examples to give. Our sisters, our mothers, our brothers, our friends, relatives, all those who are watching right now, who doesn't apply fragrance? Majority of people would love fragrance, right? Irrespective, or you'll say, illa mashallah, except for those who have some sort of problems, for example, with smell or with the intensity or with the power of the smell, with the fragrance, it could cause headaches, it could cause other problems, but majority people like smell. How can you make itr and perfume, fragrance, become a act of reward giving to you? To do so, one is required to make a good intention. Subhanallah. You're going to ask me how? We would say, whenever you're about to apply fragrance on your clothes, on your body, do not start it at once. Pause for a while and make some good intentions, focusing the mind before you to do it. Yani, if you are about to apply fragrance, calmly make a good intentions with pakka, with full concentration in the mind, with the head lowered if possible, with the eyes closed. Because this is how you make intention. You can't be making intention whilst looking at something else, whilst having the mind on something else. As I'm saying, yak sui means with full proper concentration make intention. Allahu Akbar. So before picking up the bottle of fragrance, if it's already picked up, then make intentions before opening it. Subhanallah. That, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, I'm applying fragrance, motivating us to reap rewards by applying itr. Arif Billah, a subhanallah, a great, great personality by the name of Hazrat Sayyidina Allama Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddisi Dahlavi, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. He has stated that one will gain reward by making good intentions even for Mubah act. Initially, there was no thawab, there was no guna. But because you made a good niyyah, for example, while applying fragrance, the person makes the intention of the adherence to the sunnah, honoring the masjid, where when you will enter the masjid, the fragrance will, subhanallah, spread throughout the mosque and the masjid. It will refresh the situation and the atmosphere. Subhanallah, brothers will have this pleasant khushbu and smell. So he will be granted separate reward for every intention he makes. If he made this intention, he will be rewarded for it. Whereas the brother who put the fragrance and just went to the masjid would not be given that reward, which the one who made niyat will receive. I'm wearing my kurta, I'm wearing my glasses. For example, I'm about to eat food. All these are permissible actions. One should say, I will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before picking up the bottle of water, before going into the kitchen, subhanallah, before opening the fridge to start cooking my food. Different intentions before opening the door of your office. I will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So they are important actions, dear viewers of Madinah Channel. I will apply fragrance after I have recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I will delight Muslims and the angels by applying fragrance, not with the intention to make them jealous. And with this niyyah that they must be so jealous and ask you, where have you bought this fragrance from? Which itr shop have you purchased this fragrance from? Or I will attract people just to turn and see who is this person who is wearing and who is using such beautiful fragrance. No, the intention is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If one clothes begin to smell out of sweat, especially in the summer weather, then one can also make this intention, I will protect the Muslims from backbiting by removing bad odor from myself. Because when a person smells, other people talk. Others do talk. So by you applying itr, you will save them from speaking ill about yourself. So you will actually shave them from making ghiba. This is actually a thawab. Subhanallah. And then what? I will smell fragrance after I recite Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I read Bismillah in the name of Allah. I applied the fragrance, but I wouldn't smell it till I don't recite one durood upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Only making the niyyat to do so will grant you the thawab of doing it, dear viewers of Madini Channel. So this is where we feel that Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we have some sort of room of progress, dear viewers, for progress. We can teach this to our children. We can make it known to them how important it is to know the intention of acquiring ilm deen, the intention of acquiring wealth. You're opening a business. What is your niyat behind that business? Dear viewers of Madini Channel, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, whoever intends to do a good deed but fails to fulfill it, Almighty Allah writes the reward for a perfect good deed in his account. A perfect good deed is written in his account irrespective of him making that action, committing that action, doing that act of deed or not. Allah has already forwarded him the reward of doing it. Why? Because Allah knew how perfect was his intention for carrying out that action. We can also make intentions as you go for Salatul Jumu'ah. Some who go by foot, some who go by vehicles and cars and different transportations. If you've seen a beggar, if you made intention in the very morning of the day, if I had met with a beggar today, I will try and give some charity and sadaqah. Because sadaqah shuts 70 doors of evil. You don't know for that day if there was any evil coming your way through the blessings of that charity, Allah would elevate that problem away from you. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, you could make the intention of helping a blind person to cross the road. You could make intention to help any suffering animal that you see on the street or any hungry animal. You could make the intention, subhanallah, that when I enter the masjid, I will enter with wudu, subhanallah. I will not waste water. I will enter with my right foot. I'm going to go and visit certain person on the way that I know to go and inquire after his health if I know a sick person. Look at the intentions you could make, though you may not be able to do it, but if your niyat is pakka, your niyat is true, Allah will grant you the sawab and reward of a perfect good deed, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Subhanallah. In fact, dear viewers of Madini Channel, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, he has quoted a very great wali of his time, Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He says, Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh states that the residence of the heaven and the residence of hell will reside forever on accord of their intentions. A person who's being punished in Jahannam is being punished in Jahannam not because he remained as a kafir, as an unbeliever, but because his niyat was to hide the kufr. His niyat and intention was to conceal the truth. Tabito, his name is kafir. Yani, kafir, the one who hides the truth. He has buried the truth in his heart. The truth is that Allah is one. The beloved Nabi is his messenger. Therefore, why he's in Jannah? Because of intentions he used to make in this dunya, dear viewers. Hazrat Allama Sayyid Muhammad ibn Muhammad al-Husayni writes, when explaining the citation of Hazrat Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says, for Allah Azza wa Jalla will not keep a servant in paradise forever because of his deeds. The very same action, dear viewers. If he were to enter the paradise on account of his deeds, then he would get to stay there in accordance with his deeds. Oh, double the duration. But Allah Azza wa Jalla will reward him in accordance of his intentions. If he went to Jannat based on his deeds, then when his deeds will run out, then he must leave Jannat, he must leave the heavens, he must leave the paradise. Lekin chuke wo amal ki wajah se nahi pahuncha hai, wo deeds ke wajah se nahi pahuncha hai, balki niyaton ki bina pe Allah ke karam se uske gunah maaf hue, and then he enters Jannah. Subhanallah. What a beautiful explanation, dear viewers of Madani Channel. And when the death had discontinued his deeds, he was being rewarded according to his intentions. Same is the case of an infidel, a non-believer, that if an infidel were to stay in hell on account of his deeds, then he would not reside there forever. But as far as his deeds continued, dear viewers, since he made the intention to always remain firm on infidelity, to remain firm on kufr, therefore, he was punished according to his intention and not because of his deeds. Allahu Akbar. Look at the perfect religion of Islam. Now you tell me, dear viewers, when last was a good intention you made? I think in the month of Ramadan, the only intentions we do make is before our salahs and before fasting in the month of Ramadan. Because for every fast, there has to be an intention. Or else you can fast for your entire year and you can never be rewarded the thawab of fasting for the pleasure of Allah. Because remaining hungry does not earn you the reward of fasting unless you say, oh Allah, I fast for your pleasure. Look at how important niyat is, dear viewers. Had a person forgot to make niyah, he could land himself into a major problem. Even before Taraweeh Salah, for example, you can either make one niyat for all 20 rak'ats, or before every rak'at you will make intentions. So how merciful is our Rabb Allah Azza wa Jalla that if he rewards his servant just upon making a good intention, Allahu Akbar, though he may not be able to fulfill it, as we mentioned, he is unable to commit that action. We should not let go of an opportunity and make good intentions. Amir al-Sunnah often would motivate us to make good intentions. Make good intentions. Make good intentions. Subhanallah. I spent some valuable time in his blessed company, learning from his eminence. Subhanallah. And we would see in the month of Ramadan, even this year as well, hundreds of people who have the opportunity to open iftar with his eminence are given, Subhanallah, the Madani mindset of making niyat to eat with three fingers. Or practically taur se unko rubber band tak diya jata hai. These rubber bands play as an instrument to hold the two fingers behind and make a person eat and consume with three fingers. Aur aap ye bhi farmate ki ye sunnat nahi hai ki rubber band ko haath mein pehnaya jaye, lekin aadat banane ke liye, to become habitual of doing it, try to do something on your own so that you could eat with three fingers. So his niyat was to program people to start following the sunnah. There are millions of people who began eating with three fingers because of his motivation. How much of reward and sawab do you have? It's really amazing. And then the niyat of sitting, and then the niyat of chewing your food accordingly, then the niyat of earning halal and feeding your family. Allahu Akbar. The niyat of reciting Ya Wajidu, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahi wa ala barakatillah. The dua for reciting before and after your meals. All these are niyats you make because there's immense rewards and sawab, dear viewers. May Allah forgive our sins. May Allah Azza wa Jalla keep us amongst the prosperous people, and may we never be in any takleef in this dunya. For as far as we are tested, dear viewers of Madani Channel, many people out there, many viewers out there are in such situation that we commit or we do great task for the pleasure of Allah. There are people out there who feed thousands of people. There are people out there who perform such virtuous actions that really astonishes the awam and the public. Allah has blessed him with so much of wealth. But as a reminder, whether the action is small or whether it's big, as of today, let's form and let's get into the habit of making niyat, inshallah. Ab zara is parable ko is waqiye ko sunte hain. The parable is actually narrated by a student. Ha, ek student ki baat hai. And the teacher is a very great person by the name of Muhaddis-e-Pakistan, Allama Maulana Sardar Ahmad Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. May Allah have mercy upon him. Now the student says, when I completed my hadith studies in 1955, I was about to leave after bidding farewell to Muhaddis-e-Pakistan. Salam kalam karne ke baad main wahan se nikalne wala tha. So I wore the left shoe foot first by mistake. Bahine taraf ka jo joota hai, usko maine pehle pehna. Seeing this, he rahmatullahi ta'ala called me back at once. Immediately, I realized by mistake that I had used the shoe and perhaps he's calling me. So I then went to him, subhanallah, conveying the call of righteousness to me. I then presented myself to him and then I asked him, Ye Sayyidi, what is the matter? He rahmatullahi ta'ala said, when wearing shoes, it is a sunnah to wear the right foot shoe first. And when removing them, it is a sunnah to remove the left foot shoe first. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. And instantly, he rectified that mistake. Though by mistake, I done it. But because he rectified me, whenever the student would now use his shoes, he would recall what Muhaddis-e-Pakistan had taught him. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, can you imagine there's intentions even for wearing shoes? Whenever about to do something good and permissible, do not start it at once, as I said. Instead, make the habit to pause for a while to make some good intentions before doing that action. So inshallah, azawajalla, from now onwards, we're going to pause before we put itr. If you grip the bottle in your hand and you forgot to make intention, halt for a moment. 2 seconds, 5 seconds would not hurt any person. And you say, well, let me apply this itr. Before applying this itr, I just want to make this niyyah that, Ya Allah, I'm applying this itr so that people could smell good fragrance on me with good intentions. So that if my sweat could cause my clothes to smell and give out bad odor through the sitr and fragrance, it would protect that from happening either. People would not backbite about me. It is the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to apply fragrance. It would strengthen the heart and the mind. Look at some good intentions you could make, subhanallah. Likewise, we completed the sitr. Let's come back to the shoes part, dear viewers. I will wear shoes in practice of the sunnah because yes, everybody has to wear shoes. But if you only said, my Nabi wore shoes, therefore I'm using shoes. Allahu Akbar, you will be rewarded. Halaki rozana hum joote pehante hain, lekin ek martaba aapne niyat kar li ki ye sarkar ki sunnat hai. To is sunnat par amal karne ki wajah se Allah ne aapko sawab de diya. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam disliked the sound made by the shoes of walking person, by dragging his foot on the ground, you can make the intention, I will take care not to make sound when walking or climbing or coming down the stairs or ground, whatever it may be. What a good intention to make, subhanallah. So we may be astounded now. What else good intentions can this person say? Yes, another good intention. I will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before I wear shoes. I will protect my feet from injury or dirt by wearing shoes, thus aiding me in performing worship. When wearing shoes, I will wear the right foot shoe first, practicing the sunnah. And when I remove them, I will remove the left shoe first. This is amongst the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, many other good intentions may be made depending upon the situation. Here is a long, lengthy suggestion, dear viewers of Madini channel, only about juta itself. Allahu Akbar. So we make dua in the court of Allah azza wa jalla that he first grants us the niyat to follow the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because to imitate a good action is a good action itself. And we want to imitate the pious predecessors. We want to imitate and copy the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. Firstly, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is a perfect role model, dear viewers, who needs no introduction. Normally, a person favors every action of his loved one, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah. We all are the lovers of Ghawsi Azam Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. We all are the lovers of Khaja Khajagan, Khaja Ghareeb Nawaz, Mu'inuddin, Hasan Zanjri, Chishti Ajmeri, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So remember, to copy them or to copy any wali, to copy the pious predecessors, to copy the righteous with good intentions is a means of great blessings. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allahu Akbar, blessings is with your pious predecessors. Allahu Akbar. This hadith is a very beautiful hadith, dear viewers, that teaches us that we should copy the style and the tariqah of our pious predecessors. Now, imagine every time you smile and every time you bring a smile on someone else's face, your niyat is, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, since you used to smile, I would love to smile. Yet, you know you're a person who likes to smile. But don't do it for your own self. Do it for the sake of Allah. Make that action for the pleasure of Allah. And then you see, dear viewers, you're walking, sleeping, talking, eating, business. Every action, every permissible action on this world and planet becomes only for the love of Allah, only for the sake of Allah. And when this happens, then you become the friend of Allah. Allahu Akbar. You will attain such qualities which others may not attain. You shall see that blessing in your life which others never have seen, that you may know of. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have learnt these Madani pearls, Alhamdulillah, about shoes, about itr. In this day and age, people don't use a lot of camels and horses for transportation. Yes, it's used as sports, but people have cycles, people have motorbikes, people have cars. Good intentions before starting the car to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, so on and so forth. I will then, inshallah, azawajalla, go to a certain place. If I meet him, I will shake hands. You can decide your entire day within a moment. If I met someone, I will be the first to make salam. I will be the first to shake hands. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Our time will come to an end, but these blessings and these ideas and plans would not come to an end. However, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we're just mentioning that the best of deeds, of course, the leader of the believers, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, the best of deeds are to fulfill the duties towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abstinence from forbidden things, which are haram, and for the intention to be truly for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are from the best of deeds, dear viewers, from the best of deeds and niyats you can make. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, we as Muslims now make this intention that it's the month of Ramadan, the day of Eid is about to approach us, and when Eid will approach us, I will make some good intentions from now to be the first to buy some poor family some Eidi gifts, inshallah azawajal. I will be the first in my family to do some hampers and grocery hampers for some poor khandans and family. You may know, as they say, charity begins from the home. It could be your own sister, could be your own brother, could be your own neighbor. Look around your surroundings, dear viewers. You know, I will just share one parable with you, as it is stated by a famous personality, mashallah. He writes in his book, he says that once what happened was, a person came to visit a friend. He knocked on the door was open. The host asked his friend who came to visit him, what is the matter? And he says, brother, I have come to you to borrow some money. This person goes instantly inside the house. He brings X amount of money and he gives it to his friend in a money bag. He receives the money. And after receiving the money, subhanallah, he goes back inside the house and he begins to cry. His wife then asked him, oh, my husband, if you were to cry in the first place, then why did you give this money to him, to your friend? Why did you borrow him the money? Look at the answer. He says, the tears is not because I borrowed money. I'm not crying because I gave him or borrowed him the money, but rather these tears are because I never knew the halat and the condition of my friend. Why did I not see his critical condition before he had come to my door? Why did he have to open his mouth and tell me he's in need of money, and I did not see that he was in need of money? Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, you don't know. A small intention, a small action could lead a person into Jannah. So don't think it's a small niyat to make, it's a small good deed, or this is a small bad deed, by doing this I wouldn't be punished, or little punishment for this deed. The very same could actually become gunahik kabira, whereas the very same small good deed could become a very major deed in your life, subhanAllah, which could actually admit you into Jannah, which will earn you Jannah. So sincerity for every action is very important. Have khulus lillahiyat, not to show others. So even if it is tiny, but for the sake of Allah, you could earn His pleasure. And if the action was big, you spend millions of rands, or dollars or pounds, but it was to show others, it's of no value for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah make us pious Muslims. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Just remember, at the end, as we end this program, dear viewers of Madinah channel, as you intend, so shall you reap and be assisted at the same time. Hazrat Sayyidina Salim bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wrote a letter to Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Look at how the letter of the pious predecessors are. He says, know that a servant gains Allah's help according to his intention. Whose intention is perfect, he also receives Allah's help in a perfect form. And whose intentions are imperfect, he receives less of Allah Azza wa Jalla's help. So, our pious predecessors always warned us and reminded us of making good intentions. The more virtuous intentions you make, the greater the reward and sawab would be. Having said these few words, inshallah, azza wa jalla, I make intention to continue spreading the message of Allah azza wa jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I also make the intention that inshallah, azza wa jalla, as we see or wherever we can assist and help poor people, we would assist the orphans, the destitutes, the ghuraba and masakeen. You also make intentions that you can assist Dawat Islami so that Dawat Islami could continue the welfare work, dear viewers of Madani channel. The more you will assist us, the more Dawat Islami in this auspicious and blessed month of Ramadan will extend its helping hand to the less fortunate. Having said these kind and few words, dear viewers, we seek your ijazah and remind you to keep reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Until the next time, we remind the viewers that this is the mission of your fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim. How we spend our days, daily life of a Muslim.